Numbers chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Send men on your behalf to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel. They will send one man per tribe of his fathers. They will each be a leader in that company. So Moses sent them from the desert of Paran at the command of the Lord. All of them were men who were heads of the sons of Israel. And these are their names. For the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zakur. For the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori. For the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. For the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph. For the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun. For the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu. For the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi. For the tribe of Joseph, for the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. For the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. For the tribe of Asher, Sethur, the son of Mikael. For the tribe of Naphtali, Nahbi, the son of Vofsi. For the tribe of Gad, Geuel, the son of Maki. Those are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Joshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said to them, Go up here in the south, and go up the mountain, and see what the land is like, and the people living on it, whether they are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and what the land is like which they are living on. Whether it is good or bad, and what the cities are like which they are living in, whether they are in encampments or in fortifications. And what the land is like as to whether it is fertile or barren, whether there are trees in it or not. So take courage and take some of the fruit of the land. Now the days were the days of the first fruits of the grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the desert of Zin to Rehob, as one goes to Hamath. And they went up in the south and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai are, Anak's offspring. And Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, and they cut down a branch from there, and one bunch of grapes, and they carried it by pole with two of them, with some pomegranates and some figs. They called that place the Brook of Eshcol, because of the bunch of grapes which the sons of Israel cut down there. Then they came back from spying out the land after 40 days, and they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, to the desert of Paran, to Kadesh, and they reported back to them and the whole congregation, and they showed them the fruit of the land. And they related it to him, and said, We came to the land to which you sent us, and indeed it is flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and are very great, and we also saw the offspring of Anak there. Amalek lives in the land to the south, and the Hittite and the Jebusite and the Amorite live in the mountainous area, and the Canaanite lives by the sea and by the side of the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses, and he said, We can certainly go up and inherit it, for we will certainly overpower it. But the men who went up with him said, We cannot go up to the people, for they are stronger than us. And they propounded a slander to the sons of Israel concerning the land which they had spied out. And they said, The land which we crossed over to spy it out is a land which consumes its inhabitants, and all the people we saw in it were men of great stature. And we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who spring from the Nephilim, and in our sight we were like grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.